I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You can't grow up without a decent education, you know. So, I am going to be your tutor. You watch now, you like this. Icatus figatus somber kazee. I want your attention, everything. Pockety, wackety, whack, abber, abber, and abber, and knack. Shrink in size, very small, we've got to save enough room for all. Higgitus, figgitus, figgitus, boom, prestidigitonium. Higgitus, figgitus, figgitus, boom, prestidigitonium. Higgitus, figgitus, figgitus, boom, prestidigitonium. Boom!
Hello, good morning. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. My name is Derek Toker, and you're listening to Sound Squared. We've got a great show coming up for you this morning. We're going to listen to a few soundtracks, some ambient lo-fi stuff. We're going to fire up the turntables and get into a little electro swing, maybe even some country. And our very special guest today, later on in the show, is none other than Orson Welles himself. So hopefully we can get him on the line and have us a little chat. So this morning we're going to start off with some music from the film Shame. A lot of people have said that the music is very similar to music from The Thin Red Line, but I still think it's fantastic stuff. It's by a composer called Harry Escott, and without further ado, here is some Shame.
Thank you.
Well, it looks like we had a little overactive laptop there. We just heard the amazing music of Trent Reznor on The Social Network, and he won his Academy Award for that. It's crazy to think that it's already been 2 years, 2010 when that came out. Just felt like such a groundbreaking soundtrack for him. Before that, we heard a little Shame, and you know, on the topic of soundtracks, let's look at some TV show openings. So I'm sure watching cartoons as a kid, if you've had that pleasure, I'm sure most of you have, you know, you might have thought what your favorite show, you know, the opening song would have sounded like in another language. And, you know, from seeing some Disney movies, you know, when they have the subtitles or the second audio track in a different language, it seems really interesting that you know, it's always the same song, but with just different, you know, different word or different words in another language. But anyway, in this case, the show is Robin Hood. It's an anime, and what's interesting is that they recorded the show in different languages. And it's a completely different song. So without further ado, here's the English version of Robin Hood's Great Adventure. So that's like the 80s synth rock. Next is the Japanese version. Finally, the German version, which is my favorite.
Ein Freund, auf den man bauen kann, der steht uns bei, der hat viel Mut, ganz sicher Robin Hood. Du bist ein kleiner, großer Held, Robin, für den hier
Gerechtigkeit und Sinn. Du bist ein Junge noch
und schon ein Mann, ein Freund, auf den man bauen kann. Der steht uns bei, der hat den Mut, ganz sicher Robin Hood.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electro-pop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds fit, and we're making it like him. Now we're riding the rainbow to Clownsville, and we're making it like him. Now we're riding the rainbow to Clownsville,
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
Thank you.
family's like a gun. You point it in the wrong direction, you're gonna kill somebody.
You create complete disarray.
You see this pin?
Love.
Pull that. Wait 8 seconds.
5 minutes.
10 days.
10 years. Do you understand?
20 years of my life. Wrecked. Destroyed by disappointment. Like clockwork.
It's my fault. I think about you.
Sometimes there is special.
I don't even consider myself a part of the family.
I think that changes anything.
I need it.
Because I don't think anything's gonna help.
All of them.
What's the point of thinking about that now?
I think about you all the time.
It makes me feel completely different.
Is that why you're still here?
You're sort of special or something.
Right. You're so perfect.
No, that's not true.
Time.
I go over it in my head.
I don't like to wake up.
I'm so tired.
I don't sleep.
Sorry, I can't dream
anymore.
I've had that feeling.
Time went by really fast.
Were you actually awake? You're still dreaming.
Yeah, because then
I wake up. I
feel like smashing things up. I feel like smashing things up. You feel like
crying, screaming, alone, screaming.
It's too bright in here.
Listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is Sound Squared. My name is Derek Toker. And what you just heard there was, let's see here, Donato Wharton off of his LP Trebaton. And I just think that's some great stuff. Just a quick word from the community with a few PSAs, and then we'll get on with some more music here.
This is a call for artists with a community focus and performance artists for site-specific installation. Public Dreams is calling emerging, professional, and community artists of all disciplines to submit work that may be showcased as the marketing campaign for Illuminaris 2012. Public Dreams will bring the Illuminaris Lantern Festival back to Trout Lake. For submission guidelines, more information, or to donate, please visit publicdreams.org today.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Thank you.
to breathe. The tile floors glistened. I slowly stirred my drink. And when he started to sing, you spoke with broken speech that I could not understand. And then you grabbed me tightly. I won't let go. Say so, oh no. I've tried and tried with no results. I won't let go, I won't let go.
We're back. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. My name is Derek Toker, and you're listening to the Sound Squared show here. And it's just after 9 o'clock here. It's 9:19. So coming up soon, we're going to have some electro-funk, and the band in particular is Caravan Palace. I have their double LP here with me, and we'll put on a side and have a listen. And let's see here. You know, I've been trying to get a hold of Mr. Orson Welles, and he's just hard to reach here in the studio. So I think what we're going to do is see if he can maybe send us something that we can listen to, an MP3 of sorts. But yeah, so coming up here is the let's see here. I forgot what I was doing. Ah, yes, Polaris Music Prize is coming up here in Canada. Every year, the Canadian award is for something like $30,000 to a Canadian artist. And it's actually been some really good music coming out of there in the past. I think Caribou was a past winner, and Final Fantasy, which is pretty good. So we're down to the short list, and it looks like there's some Kathleen Edwards, some Feist, some Japandroids, and a lot of really other interesting-looking music. So I think the awards are going to be handed out in the next couple days, so you know, keep an eye on that. So next up, let's do some country.
Sister will do on your mother's day. Some people say your sister will do on your mother's day. Some people say your sister will do as soon as she marries, turn her back on you. Motherless children have a hard time when the mother's day. Some people say your auntie will do on your mother's day. Your husband may do the best he can when your mother's dead. Your husband may do the best he can when your mother's dead. Your husband may do the best he can, but your husband don't understand. Motherless children have a hard time when the mother's dead. Father to you when your mother's dead. Jesus will be your father to you when your mother's dead. Jesus will be your father to you through pain and sorrows, lead you through. Motherless children have a hard time when the mother's dead. Motherless children have a hard. Motherless children have a hard time when the mother's dead. Wandering round from door to door. trying to drive my blues away. I keep drinking molded milk, trying to drive my blues away. Honey, just say welcome to my loving, like the flower is in May.
podía borrar el color de mi ciudad. El código oculto de esa mirada es como una señal y no puedo zafar. Un deseo sutil que temblando me viene a buscar.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Okay, and we're back. This is Sound Squared. My name is Derek Toker. And that set there at the beginning was Lucinda Williams. And it was actually from her very first album that she released. And it's recently, or it was within the last couple of years, been put onto vinyl by Folkway Records. It's an amazing, amazing set of songs. I mean, none of them are original, so they're all covers of, you know, classic blues songs or you know, that country feel that she adds to it. We listened to Motherless Children, which is a traditional song, and Malted Milk Blues by Robert Johnson. I think before that, too, we heard a whole other set of music. I can't remember if I even told you what it was. We listened to Jan Tiersen, Monuments, Tycho, Dive, and then Dintel, Life is Full of Possibilities. And then the very last song we heard was Lunatico, Amor Por Tanto. There you go. So I just got an email here, and it looks like Mr. Orson Welles is not feeling very good today, a little bit under the weather. So he sent me in a little attachment anyway, and I have no idea what this is. It just showed up in my inbox, so I guess I'll play it, and we can sort of see, you know, what Mr. Orson Welles has been putting together.
Have you ever heard of the curse of the traveler? An old vagabond in his 60s told me about it over a beer in Central America. It goes something like this. The more places you see, the more things you see that appeal to you. But no one place has them all. In fact, each place has a smaller and smaller percentage of the things you love, the more things you see. It drives you, even subconsciously, to keep looking for a place. Not that's perfect. We all know there's no Shangri-La. But just for a place that's just right for you. But the curse is that the odds of finding just right get smaller, not larger, the more you experience. So you keep looking even more. But it always gets worse the more you see. This is part A of the curse. Part B is relationships. The more you travel, the more numerous and profoundly varied the relationships you will have. The more people you meet, the more diffused your time is with any of them. Since all these people can't travel with you, it becomes more and more difficult to cultivate long-term relationships the more you travel. Yet you keep traveling, and you keep meeting amazing people, so it feels fulfilling, but eventually, you miss them all, and many have all but forgotten who you are. And then you make up for it by staying put somewhere long enough to develop roots and cultivate stronger relationships. But these people will never know what you know or see what you've seen. And you will always feel a tinge of loneliness. And you will want to tell your stories just a little bit more than they will want to hear them. The reason this is part of the curse is that it gets worse the more you travel. Yet travel seems to be a cure for a while. None of this is to suggest that one should ever reduce travel. It's just a warning to young travelers to expect, as part of the price, a rich life tinged with a bit of sadness and loneliness and angst. It's like the same nostalgia everyone feels for special parts of their past, except multiplied by 1,000.
Showbox and Union Electronic present Orbital live in concert at the Vogue Theater on Wednesday, September 26th. Orbital has returned with their first new album in 8 years, called Wonky. It puts a vividly modern spin on their signature blend of richly melodic, deeply emotive electronica. Advance tickets are available at bstreetrecords, voguetheater.com, or unionevents.com. Doors open at 8 p.m. All ages are welcome.
Okay, well, I was just opening the text file that came along with that song, and it says that it's original work from Reddit by user Darian_Gap, as read by Mr. Orson Welles. We're sort of running out of time here. It's about 9:37, and I want to get to the music. So, electro swing. It's a type of music that, you know, when I think back, maybe the Triplets of Belleville would be the best example of something early that sort of fits that criteria. So the band we're going to listen to is Caravan Palace, and this is off their 2012 release. And we're going to listen to a few songs. We'll go through a whole side, and some adjectives I have written down here is swing, techno, club, insane, 40s French cafe. So, you know, you get my drift here. So, here we are.
Running out the door, calling their mom on the lady floor. I was drunk fall down into the middle of the party center. Getting the cool, the happy, they went quiet. Happening, talking about the power of the gospel. Getting the cool, the happy, they went quiet.
Back, you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Derek Toker, and you're listening to Sound Squared. In me with the studio here, I have Abraham.
Yep. Derek, friend.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Pretty good.
Awesome.
I just feel happy right now just hanging out with you and listening to all your track. You play some really interesting songs, some songs that got me dancing.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I was dancing in here this morning.
That's, you know, you got to transition. You got to start off and wake people up a little bit, you know, before you throw them right onto the dance floor.
But, yeah. Why not just throw them in the dance floor so you can see the sleepy dance?
The sleepy dance. That, man, I want to know the sleepy dance. I think I do that every day.
Oh, I think I do that. Yeah. I also do that when I'm sleepwalking.
Well, speaking of which, you were here even earlier than me today. So, how was that?
Oh, yeah. I sleep dance up here.
Sleep dance up here. Right on.
Sleep dance up here. So, and I was checking out some music. So, like...
Yeah, and you handed me, oddly enough, Kathleen Edwards, and I was just mentioning that she is up for the Canadian Polaris Music Award, which is getting handed out either this weekend or on Monday.
Is it we can watch this on television? Or,
yeah, it's televised, and I highly recommend it to everyone out there because it's a great way to get into new Canadian music.
Yeah, the Canadian, the talent, the Canadian pool talent is pretty strong, you know?
It's this kind of award that sort of acknowledges that, you know, Canadian music is valuable and maybe encourage those artists to keep going.
Yeah, big time.
Great. So what song are we going to hear?
I think the song we're going to hear is off her album, Kathleen Edwards' album, Voyager. And the song's going to be Empty Threat. Enjoy, folks.